one, two, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
And we are having the debate that broke the internet yesterday, or at least a few Facebook groups. It is, do you or do you not pee in the shower?
And you mentioned Facebook groups. What Facebook groups are we talking about here?
There's one group called Bad Girls Anonymous that I'm talking about specifically, yes.
BGA.
BGA, yeah.
Naughty sides.
Shout out to all my BGA sisters. Anyway, moving on.
Ghastly. Yes. Do you pee in the shower? We've already got a caller. You're going to have to hold on a second.
No, let's take it. I want to know.
Straight into it. All right.
Okay. Hit 99.7. Who have we got on the phone?
You are live.
We got Michael here.
Hey, Michael. Do you pee in the shower?
Yes, I do.
There you go. Hey. First person.
We all do. We're all in the car.
How many of you are there?
Who's there? What's going on?
Five of us in the car off the way to work.
Fair enough. What do you guys do for work?
Work on the almonds.
On the ovens?
Yeah, like harvesting almonds.
Almonds!
We thought you said ovens.
Fair enough. So you all pee in the shower. I got another question. Do you guys pee in the shower together?
Probably not with this group a bunch, but with other people, yeah.
Okay, so this is my thing, right? Couple. I think if you pee in the shower alone, it's fine. I don't think there's an issue. Hey. But I think if you pee in the shower while someone else is in the shower, that's kind of gross. They didn't choose to let you pee on them.
If you ask for permission, what's going on in the background there?
Oh, hang on. Can you just turn the radio down in the background for us?
Yeah.
Sorry. What about if you're in a couple, as Claire said? Is that weird if you pee in the shower? If you're, you know, in a relationship and you're both in the shower, can you get permission first? Is that normal?
No.
Get permission first, but no, it's not weird.
Who goes in the shower with their significant other and goes, can I just pee on your foot for a second? That's
weird. You're not aiming for their feet. You can easily pee down the drain.
Okay.
Michael,
thank you very much for your call. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael and Co.
Yeah, and Co. We want to know your calls, though, as well. So we want to know, do you pee in the shower? Mm. Do you pee in your own in the shower? I think it's acceptable to pee on your own in the shower, right? No one else is in there with you. Let's be honest.
Like 5 minutes ago, you were calling everyone weird who pee in the shower.
I didn't say I wasn't a weirdo.
Oh, so you do it too?
Yeah. Everyone pees in the shower on their own.
Michael's still on the line. Michael, we've got to hang up. Sorry, mate.
But everyone pees on their own in the shower, but I think it's weird if you're a couple and you pee on your other significant other.
Yeah, I agree. I haven't experienced that. But I was going to say, for my story, I obviously have a normal drain back in Perth.
So you're going to say a normal relationship?
We grew up, don't be silly. We grew up all peeing in the shower. It was normal. We grew up as kids doing it. I'm pretty sure our parents, I reckon Dad taught us how to do it.
Isn't pee like it's not.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's healthy. You pee on sores, you pee on stings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Can't remember the word. Yeah, I agree with you. And
it's like sanitary.
It's not disgusting. Yeah. It's not
unhygienic.
Especially doing it. It's when it kind of probably splatters and causes other issues outside the shower. Because
what?
This is going to make
sense. How do you splatter it out of the shower? Well, I know you're male, but what?
This is going to make sense now. Because since moving to Griffith, our house has a long drain at the edge of the shower floor.
You don't have a shower door, do you?
And then there's no shower door straight onto the mat.
See, I don't think I could pee in one of those showers.
Well, I've had to stop.
See, I pee directly down the drain.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I reckon is completely fine. But now with my current predicament, my housemates would be absolutely disgusted.
Yeah, there'd
be
a chance that you could leave trails.
Exactly right.
That's weird.
So now I've kind of had to stop myself from doing it, which is really sad because the best time to pee, I reckon, is in the shower, especially in a warm shower.
Okay, 13, 12, 16, we want to know your thoughts, your responses. Let us know. Do you pee in the shower? Do you not? Do you think it's disgusting? It's okay? Can you pee with a partner?
Let's prove that it's more common than people think. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Thanks for your call before Michael and team.
13, 12, 16.
Enjoy the ovens.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Ellie, yay or no?
No, definitely not.
Not at all?
My boyfriend still can't learn that. He just does it all the time and I get so mad.
What about... Now, this is going to get pretty deep. I'm sorry, but you guys, I'm guessing, shower together sometimes. Does he do it then?
Yes.
What? And really? No, that's gross.
I know, he won't tell me, and I'll just see this, like, grin on his face, and I know exactly what he's doing.
So bad. Okay, that's too far.
Yeah, that is too far.
Thanks for your call, Ellie.
Thanks, Ellie. Hey, Claire, I got something to admit. When my sister and I was probably about seven, she was about nine, we were having a bath together.
Yeah.
She peed all over me.
She was.
She just said, "Sam, look at this." And then
that's
out of nowhere,
kids for you, though.
Out of nowhere, it was like a whale spout.
I'm sure, without me even knowing, like remembering, my brother's peed on me at some point when we had a bath as a kid.
Yeah,
it's a guaranteed thing. But so you've never been in? Have you ever been in a shower with a partner or a friend?
Yeah.
And so you don't pee when you're in the shower with them?
No, it didn't cross my mind.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
yeah.
It does sound a bit dodgy. Sounds rude.
I had a boyfriend once who used to do it and he wouldn't ask and it was gross. It was disgusting. I was like, can you not do that? Like, it just smells like pee now in here. Like, stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I get that we both do it, but...
It's already hard with two people in the shower.
Yes.
And then you're adding pee into it. Yeah,
no,
get rid of that.
No,
get
exactly.
This is The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
This weekend, it's not just a big one because stuff happens in the Riverina. It's a big one for another reason, isn't there?
Yeah. Every weekend is a big weekend in the Riverina. We're going to get a bit of extra sleep. Sunday morning, we are going to get an extra hour's sleep because daylight savings is as you do a nice big yawn. Daylight savings will be ending, so we will be winding our clocks back 1 hour.
Yes.
So this is more of a PSA to let everyone know that at 3 a.m. Sunday morning, it is technically going to change to 2 a.m. You're going to go back an hour.
Yeah, so you get an extra hour sleep. It takes me way too long every time daylight savings happens to figure out if we're going to gain an hour or lose an hour.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess right now we can put it on the table. When it finishes, we gain an hour. When it ends, we lose an hour. When it starts, we lose an hour.
Yeah.
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 There we go.
So in October, we lose an hour. In April, we gain an hour.
Yep. New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania, and the ACT, we will now be in the same time zone as Queensland, which is Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, there's only two states that don't follow this daylight savings rule.
No, it's four.
Oh, is it? Oh, is it really?
It was like South Australia, Northern Territory.
I forgot about them.
Little switch.
All I thought was Queensland, WA.
Yeah,
that's
good.
All I
thought.
You thought
about them.
Yeah.
Well, that's what, you know what? Can we open this up to the phone line? So just to reiterate, you are going to lose, you're going to put your clock back an hour
on Sunday
morning.
You're
going to
gain an hour's sleep.
Yeah. It's confusing, hey, because you're going backwards, but you're gaining.
Like, yes.
It is confusing, but make sure you put your clock back an hour before you go to bed on Saturday night.
Don't do it to your phone, though.
Oh, it does it automatically, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
It's pretty smart.
Your phone's on auto time zone. If you do it to your phone, you're going to end up confusing yourself even more.
It'll also mean there'll be an extra hour of sunlight in the morning, pretty much.
Yeah.
So we'll be getting up and the sun will be up earlier.
Yeah. Is that right?
Let's just commit. Confidence is key.
Okay, yeah, done.
If we're wrong, we'll get told about it. 13, 12, 16, though. I want to know because coming from WA, we don't have daylight savings, as we just mentioned before. And I know it is important, otherwise we wouldn't have it. But I want to be educated as to why we have it and if you agree with daylight savings or not. So,
I think.
Yeah,
just,
hit me.
And I may be wrong, so please let us know, 13, 12, 16, if I am. I think the reason we have it is like to help the farmers out. Not 100%
sure why.
That's
what I also believe. It's something about having an extra hour of sunlight in the evening to sort something out.
13, 12, 16, help us out.
To make better use of daylight in the evenings, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But if you know more, which you definitely do, anyone out there, give us a call on 13, 12, 16. Enlighten Claire and I.
Yeah, please do.
Who probably don't appreciate what the importance of daylight savings is.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
We are talking about daylight savings because it all changes this Sunday.
Yeah, daylight savings. It is now daylight endings.
Well, yeah, daylight savings ends this Sunday.
Yeah, we're not saving. So make sure before you go to bed Saturday night, you put your clock back an hour minus phones because they do it themselves.
Yes.
And probably some watches.
Smart watches, yeah.
Oh, yeah, very smart. We ask for your calls on 13, 12, 16 to explain more to me, I guess, because you're from New South Wales.
I'm just used to it. It's just been a thing for as long as I ever known. Like, yeah.
And I guess both of us slightly haven't understood the importance of it because I'm from WA. We don't have it. We trialled it a few times and it always got knocked back.
And I grew up in Sydney where it was just a thing that happened. It wasn't necessarily for anyone in the city specifically.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got a bit of a history lesson for you.
Ooh,
the whole of Australia actually had daylight savings twice.
Really?
Yep.
Only twice?
During the World Wars.
Ah.
So in 1917, they gave it a shot. And then between 1942 and 44, they gave it another crack. WA, last time they trialled it was for 3 years, 2006 to 2009. Got knocked back.
Okay, so you've experienced it then for 3 years, technically.
Yes.
You just don't remember it.
I guess I was, high school?
Yeah.
I do remember parts of it, but I remember it getting knocked back. I remember we loved it as kids because you get the extra hour in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But it is a confusing thing to have and to understand why. But we had a bit of a chat off air, and obviously we got no one calling to say why it's important to them. But we believe, you
no
know,
one else cares either.
For farmers and stuff like that, they get the extra hour in the daylight, which means I think they don't have to wake up as early in the morning.
Possibly, yeah.
Because they're always up at the the cusp of dawn.
Mm-hmm.
At least now it's going
to
be
an extra hour of
yeah.
But see, that's weird though, because technically, if we didn't have daylight savings,
hang on a second.
Then they just wouldn't get up earlier anyway.
I don't know.
Look,
this is why I need help.
If you wiki and Google this stuff, nothing comes up. I'm telling you now.
You Google why,
and it just comes says something about the war.
Yeah, or what it is to do with, and why Queensland don't have it because it got voted out. That type of thing. It's not. There's no definitive list of why we have it. There's even experts, Claire, that have come out and said it's bad for our health.
Really?
The human body clock is, set to that circadian rhythm, and then daylight savings is always throwing it out of whack. So there are people saying this is really not good for our bodies.
Yeah, see, I'm just looking right at this is on the australia.gov.au website.
Ooh, they're pretty
official.
It says
time zones and daylight savings. Once again, it goes through what a time zone is, when it happens, same with daylight savings. What it is, when it happens, but when it says what it is, it's more just like, this is the practice of moving the clocks around in the warmer months.
There's an ABC article that's about an essay length, and nothing says why either. It just says there is a debate constantly.
You know what?
Give us reasons,
I
folks.
Feel like we're doing this now then, just for the sake of doing it.
It's just tradition.
We are being sheep.
Whoa.
We're being sheep. They told us to do it, so we did it. And we haven't changed it.
Sounds like religion.
Oh, Sam! Hit news on the way for you in a second. And just to add some more controversy.
Are you? Yeah, I'm Anglican.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm baptized of something. I don't know.
You went to the beach one day?
No. Like, my parents baptized me. I don't know what I am, though.
Oh, where are we going with this?
Let's go! Trending now. Hits.com.au.
Claire, a certain prime minister in the world has been labelled a leader like no other.
Oh, and this label should have been put on months ago, but yes.
It is Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern.
She is an amazing human being.
Phenomenal. She's probably, I think, the most powerful woman in the world at the moment.
Also,
not on paper, but psychologically.
Yeah, the most relatable as well.
Definitely.
The most human, I think. Mm. The most without having to look at who's backing her for support before she answers a question.
And she's so young. She's in her late 30s.
Yeah, just had her first 39. Kid, went straight back to work pretty much.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, she's done something absolutely incredible again, a wonderful gesture. A reader who decided to send their local paper a letter about something Jacinda Ardern had done. Jacinda didn't publicise this at all herself.
No, of course not.
She decided to step in to help a busy mum with her groceries. She paid for this mum's groceries because she forgot her wallet.
Which, as a busy mum, I can imagine that it's sometimes you forget things like that. I'm not even a mum yet and baby brain kicked in yesterday. I forgot my wallet and my phone at home.
There we go. Imagine getting to the front of the queue at the grocery line too when there's public people around. Yeah. You've got your kids with you. Lucky the lady behind happens to be the Prime Minister of New Zealand, taps on the shoulder and says, hey, I'll pay for you.
Which is so lovely.
I mean, you wouldn't get that all the time. She's about, $500,000 a year.
But the fact that she even does her own shopping, pretty sure our Prime Minister probably just gets someone else to do it.
He wouldn't even know what a self-checkout is.
Nah,
let's
not at all.
Be real. It's phenomenal that, she came up and said, yeah, okay, that was me. Because a lot of them would probably claim it from the start.
Oh,
probably
go,
yeah, I did this the other day. Yeah. But no, she was quizzed about it. She said, yes, that was
only
in fact
does it,
me.
Only does it when the cameras are around.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The mother added later on that she tried to explain to her children who this was, the Prime Minister was, Jacinda Ardern. Unfortunately, all the kids cared about was how silly she was, the mum was, for forgetting her wallet.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
But a lovely story. It's a heartfelt story, especially in the wake of the New Zealand massacre. And for the PM to come out and do something like this, it just shows how strong and the quality of person she is.
Yeah, and this is like one very small example of some of the amazing things she's done recently in and out of the public eye.
Yeah. Who's the new co-host on the project? Tracy, the old lady from Today Show.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about, yeah.
She did an article, an amazing article, saying if we could only somehow combine the two countries and have Jacinda Ardern leading both
yes.
of them, we'd probably be in a better shape.
Gosh, yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
For more Trending Now news, make sure you head to hit.com.au.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Do you, as a motorist, see cyclists as subhuman? As less than human. Now, this needs to be taken with a grain of salt. This isn't coming from us.
No.
This
no.
is, in fact, coming from researchers at Monash University, QUT Centre for Accident Research and Road Safety Queensland, and the University of Melbourne, who surveyed hundreds of drivers across Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria.
Yeah. Now, this is the thing. We heard this in our news the other day.
Oh, we were
shocked. We finished the show
yesterday.
And we were like, what? This is what was said.
And an Aussie driver survey has found more than half of non-cyclists rate those who bike as less than human.
And this is where we went, hang on, what?
Yeah, it's a pretty heavy headline. And you know what?
And we have a lot of cyclists around here.
Yeah, yeah. And to be honest, I haven't had an issue with any cyclists so far in my lifetime, but I know people have.
I have.
All right.
It's not the biggest. It's not the biggest deal in the world. It's more like when they ride, like, for instance, 5 o'clock in the morning or earlier, where it's really dark, you're backing out of your driveway and they're riding two abreast up the street and it looks like car headlights because there's it's really dark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you wait and then you wait and then you wait and you realize you could have gone 5 minutes ago, but you thought it was a car. Like, really not the biggest deal in the world.
I was going to say, you need to get your eyes checked by the sound of it.
Well, you can't see anything. It's too pitch black.
Tiny little lights on the... No, they are quite bright. You've got a good point. But why I say this needs to be taken with a grain of salt is because what this study revealed was they gave a lot of motorists the evolution of humans kind of chart, where, you know, the famous March of Progress, where it goes from a small, I can't remember what it was, but it turns
March
into an ape and then it turns into a human.
Yes, yes.
Now, they subbed this with a cockroach. And people had to choose whether or not which you know, line of family the cyclists come from. And a lot
really?
Of them, more than half of motorists chose the cockroach.
And an Aussie driver survey has found more than half of non-cyclists rate those who bike as less than human.
Looks like it's correct.
That's exactly right. You know what's funny, though?
That's bad.
Even drivers who also cycled were also likely to dehumanise cyclists.
Really?
30% of that group still viewed cyclists as subhuman.
Yeah, right.
But it is a bit of a dodgy, you know, you can't really compare. You can't put cockroaches in the March of Progress and say, yep, no, that's enough to say that motorists think. I know there are some motorists out there that do think they are subhuman, but for half of all motorists to classify them as less than human, I highly doubt.
Yeah, and I really do think it's more about, like, as long as they follow the road rules, I'm happy to follow the road rules around them.
Yep, yep.
Happy to slow down, to make sure I save extra space, all the rest of it, as long as I know that they're also following the rules and they're not going to cause me having an accident.
Absolutely. Well, let's find out in the Riverina. 13, 12, 16.
We do have a lot of bike riders around here, so this will be interesting.
It'll be great to get a cyclist on board or a motorist. Do you think cyclists are subhuman?
We promise this is not coming, like, from our mouths as such. We are not making this stuff up.
We're just the messenger.
Exactly.
But you can still shoot us if you want.
This is The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
And we are talking something pretty controversial. We know that there are quite a few bike riders around this area. Mm. Neither of us really have an issue with bike riders whatsoever,
Before I came here, I had a road bike. So every day, to uni for 3 years, I'd ride.
I can't ride a bike, so...
What? I forgot about this.
I can't ride a bike. And so I don't have any way, like, I can't make any judgment.
I was going to say, I can't really teach you before you go on maternity leave.
No, I don't particularly want to fall off a bike while pregnant. Yeah. That's probably not a good thing.
Good point. But a new study's come out pretty much saying that half of motorists studied. Let's do this.
And an Aussie driver survey has found more than half of non-cyclists rate those who bike as less than human.
Less than human. They use the old March of Progress famous image that depicted, you know, the ape growing up to become a human. Instead, they subbed that out with a cockroach. And most of the motorists chose that as the cyclist's way of life.
Now, I think as long as...
Got to take this with a grain of salt, because this is not the best way to ask the question.
No, not at all. But as long as they follow the road rules like everyone else, that's the main thing. I do think it's a little unfair that they use the roads but don't pay for the roads.
Oh, yeah.
But in saying that, like, I, as a non-bike rider, if I want to learn, I would rather learn on the footpath than on the main road.
Well, you
but
can't.
I'm not legally allowed to.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the same time, if I'm being forced onto the road, well...
Well, the argument there, I think, with, you know, not paying for rego and stuff like that is, how much does rego... I thought it was to do with... Rego goes towards maintenance of the roads. Bike's not doing any damage. Cars and trucks are. And trailers.
Yeah, I guess. Mm. I mean, eventually bikes will do some sort of damage. It's like if you push your hand back and forth over a table enough times,
yeah,
there's going
to
be damage.
True. And I guess in the end, you know, with fishing and stuff, you now have to have a license to fish, license to go on a boat,
and
license to drive a
boat. And there was talk about
boat.
Bike riders having licenses or as such.
I mean,
the
whole argument would shut up if it was just $20, flat fee, something small, done for a year. I'd pay that for $20.
We do have a message from someone on Facebook who has said that they think that, they agree that basically they're like cockroaches and pests on the side of the road. They ride through stop signs and traffic lights. They ride in the middle of the road when there's a designated bike lane. See, stuff like that, that annoys me because it's like, don't do that.
Now, we also put up a meme yesterday. Do you see cyclists as subhuman on our Facebook page, Hit Riverina MIA? Quite a divisive issue, as we expected. A few people got in a bit of a biff too. A cyclist v motorist, which was quite funny. A guy called Ben said, yes, Lycra or mammals. So it's an acronym. Middle-aged men in Lycra are not normal people. There was a back and forth with a guy called Andrew who looked like a cyclist. someone said, you know, nope, humans like the rest of us, just healthier. Very good point there.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's got their different ways of looking at it.
I think...
They are still human.
They are, yes. They're very much still human. Whether you're on a bike or not, you're still human. If you asked our boss if he was still human, he'd get quite upset, I think.
Ah, Jason, he is a big cyclist, isn't he?
Yes. But just as long as everyone respects each other. Like, at the end of the day, I know this seems very kumbaya, but just get along.
But the thing is, human nature...
versus nurture.
Because it's a new thing. You know, cyclists haven't been on the road for...
I thought you meant human nature was a new thing.
No, with cyclists, I guess because it's a new thing,
we've
got to learn to adapt. And human nature shows it takes time. We'll get there.
Okay.
Everyone love everybody.
This is The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Sam.
Yeah.
You went back to Wagga yesterday.
And for the last time.
Yes, because your hand, obviously you've had some problems recently.
Yes, my pinky finger... has caused so many...
Sorry, I'm just unzipping my jumper.
My pinky finger has caused so many issues that shouldn't have come up. But yeah, a few weeks ago, don't want to sound like a broken record, but dislocated in footy training for our first and only intra-club match, pre-season match before the season starts this next Saturday.
Yeah, right.
And unfortunately, it turned into a pretty bad break where it was rotated... bone in my pinky finger, and then obviously I found out the hard way about the whole orthopedic surgeon issue that we have in Griffith.
Yeah.
Helen Dalton, if you're listening, time to sort that out. And it's fine for me. As a 25-year-old independent male, I can go
back
and
forth. You can get yourself there and back.
With kids, with the parents having to do it, with elderly, with disabled people.
If you had a job that wasn't like this job, you'd have to take days off work.
Yeah, absolutely.
To go get something done that you don't necessarily have to take days off work for.
And if you're not working full time, you don't get sick leave, you're in a bit of strife there because there's a whole day's pay gone down the drain.
Like, for instance, yesterday, yours was literally just to get stitches taken out.
I was there, so waiting room, probably about an hour and a half. I was in there for 5 minutes, stitches out, lay down for a bit because I felt a bit queasy, and then out, done.
Yeah.
And it still
took... But you weren't allowed to do that in Griffith. They wouldn't let you do it in Griffith.
It still took a whole 6 hours of a day to do it. Yeah. But yeah, got the stitches out yesterday. I mean, it's a great service down at Wagga Hospital. They've got an amazing facility there. It's all new, which is fantastic.
Nice.
And extremely friendly staff. It all worked out well. I've never had stitches before, actually. I've had multiple broken bones.
Yeah, but you've never had to have
Never had to have stitches.
Have you had to have surgeries on broken bones?
Oh, yeah, I've had surgery, but stitches, they were in my mouth.
Oh, dissolvable then.
Yeah, they must have been dissolvable, because they put the plate up near the nose. So
yeah,
I don't think I ever...
Yeah, they generally wouldn't take those ones out. You can get dissolvable stitches. It just depends on the service that you're getting done.
Yeah. But while the guy was taking him out, great bloke... his name was Rory. Doesn't matter.
Glad you remember his name, Sam.
Cheers, Rory. He was probably about the same age as me. And he was just like, okay, ask me all these questions. I was like, geez, he wants to know about my life. This is a bit strange.
I think it's probably tactical. To distract you. Yeah.
It was very tactical because as soon as he pulled the first one out, I was like, oh, okay. This is a bit painful. It's a weird little feeling because it's picking at, you know, a very sensitive area. There's not a lot of there's not a lot of muscle. There's not a lot of fat around the top
nerves.
Of the finger. There was nerve. There was bone. It was just very painful.
I love how you thought that there would be no pain pulling them out.
I just thought that they'd just come out very easily. But they were pretty, tweezers and scissors and going back to get something else and all that type of thing. And apparently, I wasn't even making sense. So when he was asking me a question, I was talking about work here in Griffith and I kept referring to Perth.
Oh,
so I'm like,
no.
Skip this whole part of my life or something. And about halfway through, he asked me, do you need to do you need to sit down, lay down, and are you going to faint? And I thought, no, surely not. By the end of it, I had to go straight to the bed. I was like, dude, I'm actually going to go here. And he politely said, yeah, it's common in young men. And I was like, are you being nice to me or are you being serious? So, yeah, young people in general.
Right. Faint when they get stitches out.
Faint more chance than the older people.
Well,
so,
I guess,
you know, plus 30.
You know, it's your 40. First experience with that type of pain, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Definitely a possibility.
Mate, if you faint when you get stitches taken out, though,
mm-hmm.
you would never survive labour.
That's exactly what Kate in sales said yesterday.
Really?
When I got back to the office about 4 o'clock, she said the same thing. She said, Sam, good luck with childbirth.
We are going to try and get you a simulator, by the way, so that you can experience the pain I'm going to go through.
So I will faint?
Possibly, yeah, by the sounds of it.
Holy crap.
It's kind of funny.
Bring it on.
Yeah. Okay.
Wouldn't mind fainting. I've never fainted before, so I wouldn't mind seeing what it feels like.
Wouldn't mind fainting.
Do you
it's
remember
just a normal
what
thing you do.
Do you remember what happened to me?
I
faint?
Haven't fainted.
Oh, we need a faint.
What?
I really want to faint.
13, 12, 16. If you fainted before, so Sam doesn't have to experience it firsthand, why don't you just let him know?
Explain the feeling to me, please.
He feels so weird.
This is The Catch Up with Claire and Sam.
Bob's given us a call. He was getting stitches out as well. Bob, what was your experience?
I was laying down and doctor come in and goes, you know, how you going, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, all good. He goes, I'll just take these stitches out. I said, yeah, all right. So I close my eyes. I can't really handle, you know, like looking at stuff and whatever.
Yeah, that's fair.
And she said, oh, well, you're right to go. So I went to get up.
Uh-oh.
And then all of a sudden, it felt like something was on top of me, pushing me down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You just lost center of gravity and all that.
Oh, everything. And then all of a sudden, I can't remember anything else after that.
You just blacked out. Just
yeah,
dropped.
Right.
I was on the floor.
Ooh.
And the nurse was over me and she was like patting me on the head and, you know, like getting me all good.
Yeah.
And straight away they had jelly beans and they gave me a couple of jelly beans.
Yeah, I couldn't
figure that out.
Bob, so I remember going for a blood test once and I almost fainted, and they give you jelly beans or sugar or whatever just to help your sugar levels because apparently your sugar levels drop.
Yeah, that's
there
very
you
true.
Go.
There we go. Well, mate, glad to hear you're in one piece now, and maybe I won't.
Do you think he needs to experience the Bob? I don't think he needs to
I'm
experience
away
it.
From it now. I'm not that keen.
No, don't. You believe me, it's not a good feeling. And then you get up and you think, oh, what a kid. You know, like, I just fainted, you know, like, come on.
You think you're stronger than that, but sometimes your body's got to take over and do its thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.